There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Mark White Show. Glad to have you joining us today. As always, I hope that you'll encourage your friends to join us too, because you know, if you've been listening, this show is about making a difference in our communities. If you know somebody that's doing a good deed, if you know people who are making a difference, I want to know about them. Email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. You can also go to The Mark White Show on Facebook and send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. I want to hear about these people. We have a great show lined up for you today. The first guest is Mark Thornhill, who works with RE/MAX Unlimited. Also, I've got a couple of guys who are going to be talking about young people today. Dwayne LaRue with Boys and Girls Club in Limestone County, Alabama, and Mr. Bronski Papa Bear Ray from Mobile, Alabama. I know that you're going to want to stick around for those guests as well. Looking forward to talking to them. The last guest we're going to have is Kathy Oakley with Peace, Love, and Animals in Tanner, Alabama. Just last week, we had a dog on the side of the road, had been hit by a car. His name's Bud, and she stepped up and sent him to treatment over in Huntsville. We've had a fundraiser going on. Funds were raised for him, and so he is doing well thanks to Peace, Love, and Animals, and she's going to be in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now, I have Mark Thornhill with RE/MAX Unlimited. Many of you know the name Mark Thornhill across the Tennessee Valley. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Thank you. Your name's Mark, so we're going to hit it off fine.
Exactly. Well, Mark, I know that you've had a long career in the media business. Of course, you're doing something else now. To when you were deciding that you wanted to be in the media?
Well, I kind of fell into it. I started out in radio, and I had a sister, older sister, who was a producer. She'd gone to Tuscaloosa, was working at a TV station there, and then she moved to Birmingham, and I kind of followed my older sister. I said that would be, I had no idea when I graduated high school what I wanted to do. So when I saw my sister, and I thought that would be very cool. I think that would be a great thing to do. I love to write, and I love to try to be creative, and so I followed her basically into the business, and it was everything I thought it would be.
4 years of schooling. Where did you go to school?
Went to UAH and then Auburn Montgomery. I actually got the job before I finished my schooling, so it was putting the cart before the horse, but I tell the story once I opened the microphone in a radio station in Arab, where I live, and heard my voice coming back to me, I said, it was that magic moment. I said, this is for me. I knew right then this is what I wanted to do.
I've had a lot of people come in here who said that they really love radio, that going back to what they really enjoyed, a lot of times radio was the kickoff, but at the same time they had a special appreciation for radio. What did you do when you were in radio yourself?
I did not do news. I was a disc jockey, and it's small station in Arab, and I worked on weekends, and even then though, I learned to open up. There was a side of me that I never imagined that I would love. Because in school, all of my teachers said, I cannot believe you got into the media. I mean, because I was quiet. I wasn't introverted, but I was quiet. And this allowed a part of me to come out. So that's what I've loved about it, for sure. I mean, it enables you to talk to people, you know?
Right. There is a connection there that we can have with people. I really enjoy getting to talk to people who influence others in a positive way, and to hear their stories every single day. Talk about the connections that you've made throughout your media career.
I started out in sports, which was a dream of mine, and got to meet so many amazing people through that. It's incredible. I stop and think, Mickey Mantle, Michael Jordan, the people I've been able to come across, covering presidents, just the amazing opportunities that came to me from sports and then news in television I just had to pinch myself many times and saying, I'm actually doing this. It 34 years of it in television was, I do have to sit back and think, and I tell people occasionally, you know, that I actually got to interview this person, this person, this person. And so I've been so lucky as far as meeting people and growing as a human being.
The relationship transitions into something that you're doing now. When you get into the real estate business, first off, they have to trust you,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to help them find the place that they're looking for to live. That relationship that you already have, or they feel that's been established, Mark Thornhill, a trusted name, that you can transition into that.
Sure. There are some similarities and differences, but there are a lot of similarities. I've always looked at TV and radio and the media as being a public servant. People want to know they can trust you, and they feel like, you know, you're serving their purposes, you're giving them information. And so it transitions that way into real estate, where people, again, have to trust you. They have to know they're making it's the biggest purchase they're going to make in their lives, whether they're buying, selling, whatever. And so they need to know that they can trust you. And certainly that has helped. And it hasn't been, you know, real estate is not as easy as I thought it would be. Difficult for us. I had to study and take tests,
right,
which I haven't done in decades. But I do know that having relationships with the people out there, it's very similar to broadcast, for sure.
What do you feel made a difference in people's lives the most when you think back to your media career?
I just think I learned how to be myself. You know, it sounds backwards. You know, it's like, okay, you're automatically going to be yourself when you're in front of a microphone or on camera. But I think I've learned to, you have to almost learn how to just gear back and be yourself instead of being somebody you're not. And I think that was that's been appreciated in my life, and it's helped me to grow as a person in the fact that I can be myself and people pick up on that. That's still amazing to me that people know that I live in Arab. They know that I love golf. They know things about me that I've said on the air before and didn't even realize I did. And people would say, you know, people know. They know my wife's name. They know things about me that, and so it's it has helped me to grow as a person and just to realize that, you know, being yourself and putting yourself out there has some negatives, but has more positives than anything, you know. And in real estate, it's the same way. You know, you put yourself out there, and you want to develop relationships with people, just like you did on the air.
There are so many young people going into the media business, and they've yet to experience some of the challenges that are in being a reporter and being in the media. What would be your advice to some of those who are coming in as college students and they're getting their first job, they're going out in the field and actually doing this?
Set goals. Always set goals. Always say to yourself that you want to achieve this. I mean, this is where I want to go, and this is what I want to do. But you have to kind of let go and don't put a facade up there. Be yourself. Just relax and tell me something. You know, I see, and I was that person, you know, playing the quote anchor or reporter where you're, you know, Joe anchor reporter, and you're not really genuine. You have to come across as a friend. You have to come across as somebody's next door neighbor, because you are. And when you have to realize that the media is strong, I mean, it's powerful, and they are going to pick up on you. They're going to feel like they know you, and that's the perfect goal for anybody getting into this, is to let people know who you are and establish a relationship with them. Don't read to me, talk to me. Trust is a huge thing, whether it be, you know, in the media or certainly now in real estate. They have to know they can trust you. And that's, you have to form those relationships with people, because, you know, you're putting a lot of money out there. Again, it's maybe the largest purchase you'll ever make in your life. And so it's the same, in the same respect, they have to be able to trust you and know that you're helping them. I mentioned to a a person yesterday. I said, I'm your golf caddy. You know, that's what I am. I'm helping her to achieve a dream. And so, again, that's rewarding as well. I've always felt like I like helping people. And I feel like even though I'm quiet a lot of times, I am a people person. I do like to help people. So I think it goes hand in hand with what I do now.
Share how people can get in touch with you.
There are several things happening in my life. You know, real estate, I work with RE/MAX Unlimited. I work with the Sheila Swaim team, offices in Madison and Huntsville. We serve all of North Alabama. So you can go to my Facebook page, can call 256-655-2161. Right now, the market is crazy. The inventory is low, and with the growth of this entire area, it is a seller's market. So if anybody's looking to downsize, and if they've been keeping that in mind, now is the time to sell and move into a smaller home. I'm almost at that situation myself because our youngest is about to move out of the house, and so my wife and I are going to downsize as well. Now's the best time to do it because it's incredible the number of people moving into this area with all the industry. We're about to overtake Birmingham as the largest city in the state of Alabama, Huntsville, but the Huntsville surrounding area, this entire area, is growing by leaps and bounds. And so that makes it a seller's market where people are in the catbird seat when it comes to selling their homes. A lot of people have been putting it off, but now is the time because you can get top dollar for your home. And people I've worked with that I do work with now have been in this market for 30, 40 years, and they've never seen it like this. Again, this area is just booming. A lot of other parts of the country are as well, but certainly here in the Huntsville area, this entire metro area is just booming. Hey, let me tell you about my coffee business. My wife and I signed up. We feel like that the Lord put this in front of us a year ago. It's a coffee business. We're called Elopreneurs, as in elevate. And it's an online business, and we invested in it. It has taken off. It's a coffee that has the chemicals that are in your brain and all the things that make you happy, help you lose weight. I've dropped 22 pounds, weight loss, happiness. It's a fantastic line of products. Incredible what it's doing. So my wife and I are able to work together with that as well. I wanted to put a plug in for her because it's just taking off. ELEVACITY.com/Thornhill. That's another thing that's going on in my life right now, too.
Glad that you could have joined me here on the Mark White Show today, Mark.
Well, I appreciate the invitation. God's good, and there's a lot of things I've learned, and one of those things is that I'm going to take each day as it comes. I used to live for the future. I live each day, one day at a time, and look for good things from it. It's changed my whole perspective, and there are several things on the horizon, so I'm excited about it.
Mark Thornhill, everybody. Glad he could join us today on The Mark White Show. Look him up. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, Exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, the hero's just the same.
Right now, I'm with Dwayne LaRue at the Boys and Girls Club in Athens, Alabama, Limestone County. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dwayne.
Appreciate you for having me on the show. It's an honor to be on the show.
Dwayne, you've been in Huntsville since 2004. How long have you been here at the Boys and Girls Club?
Been at the Boys and Girls Club since last August. Still new. I'm still learning and excited on this journey that we're taking here. You know, a lot of people really don't know it's a Boys and Girls Club out here. So my goal has been to get us some notoriety, to get us some recognition. So we try to post on Facebook. We try to get out here in the community and let people know in the schools and, you know, things of that magnitude to try to get us out here. But as of lately, you know, we've had a few videos out there that's surfacing around, and we think we posted, like, we had a little Christmas program we got a lot of great feedback about. So you're starting to see more people, you know, starting to check us out on Facebook, which is Athens BGC, where they can check us out. And they get a chance, this latest video that's out there, you get a chance to see that we do have a STEM lab coming up. We do have a gym. We do have an education room. We do have arts and crafts. So we have all this going on at the club. So it's not like you're just dropping your kid off. They just, you know, up here, you know, running around. So we, you know, we thrive on education. We do AB honor roll parties. You know, we do birthday parties. We do youth of the month. We got a torch club. We got a keystone club. We in the process of, you know, doing a little tween center, which is more so, you know, the ages of maybe from 10 to 12, mm-hmm. you know, so they can start to walk in that shadow of being a teenager,
right.
Start getting their feet wet with teenagers, with being a teenager. So we got a lot of things going on here. You know, the summer program is coming up, you know, so I want to get us out more in the community. I want to take field trips. I want to actually leave out of the state sometimes. You know, kids, I think a lot of times these kids don't get a chance to see things outside of their own community. And then I also want the teen program to actually do a college tour, to visit some college tours, because I know that's how I was inspired to kind of leave the city of Chicago and, you know, come down south. And, you know, I was inspired by a college tour. I didn't believe, you know, that it could have that kind of impact on me. And I think they'll see the same thing. So
we were sitting at the desk earlier and you were talking about measurable and attainable.
When you're dealing with sometimes people who can't see what you can see, you got to make everything measurable and obtainable. So how can they measure it? Can you measure it? And then can you obtain it? And then once you obtain it, you know, you that sense of of accomplishment. You completed a task, you know, a goal. So now you're excited to move on to the next stage. So definitely follow that motto with everything being measurable and attainable.
So you have kids who come in here with homework. It's not just about shooting a basketball.
Playing. They already know if their grades are not right, you're not going in that gym. They get here at 3. Power hour is at 4, which is our homework hour. But if you have C's, you're going to be in there from 3 to 4, definitely. No free gym time, no running around having a good – we need you to focus on education, because without education, you know what I mean, you're selling yourself short. And I want all these kids, the members in the club, to overachieve, especially in the academic area. So we got a power hour, which is led by education. And then, we incorporating STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, which I think is going to take technology and learning to the next level, you know, with 3D printing and – you know, all these new things that you could do with STEM.
One of the things I think about is how difficult it is for some parents to really stay on their children about grades when they're having to work. There are other things that are going on. The kids sometimes are left to themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily a good thing. And that's where Boys and Girls Club can come in.
100%. Like I said, we clearly, when you walk in that door, if your grades are not where they're supposed to be, I personally walk around and make sure that those kids are doing tutoring. Our education teacher, she's making sure they're tutoring. Power hour, we're making sure kids are doing that. Some kids have to read. So if they got to read, you're coming out of the gym to go read. You're not about to go in the game room and hang out and play until those grades are, you know, the grades are up par or you've done your homework for the day. So a lot of parents, you know, because I understand, because I'm a parent, so I understand, you know, you're working, you get up early in the morning and, you know what I mean, you got all this going on, life, so to speak, and then, you know, when you get home, you're tired. So you got to probably prepare dinner or get them ready for bed. So I take on that responsibility, how those kids, how their homework done.
You came from Chicago, Illinois. What brought you to Alabama?
Man, to take care of my kids. I always felt like if I was alive and well, I didn't want anybody else to raise my kids. You know, my father, you know, may he rest in peace, but he instilled responsibility, being a man, taking care of the household. And that's what brought me, you know, down here to Huntsville. And, you know, I feel like that's why I'm in this position, which I don't call work. It's, you know what I mean, it's an opportunity to have an impact in somebody else's life. It's an opportunity to give back to the community. It's an opportunity to bring the community together. And, you know, I thrive on, you know, that challenge to get the kids to see what they don't see at times, which is a better opportunity, a better future for themselves.
What made you want to come to Boys and Girls Club in the first place? Did you have a connection as a youth?
No, actually, because I used to be a unit director for a residential treatment facility. And I wanted to get out in the community, and I wanted to work with kids before they came to residential. And the Boys and Girls Club opportunity came about, and I interviewed for it, and I'm here, you know, and it's been great ever since. And, you know, I'm excited. I'm really excited about the direction we're going. I'm excited about the parents being behind me. I'm excited about the kids when they come in the club. And the greatest thing for me is when a kid don't want to leave here. That means we're doing our job. When they're like, no, I'll come back and get me later. That means that's not just me, but my staff, because, you know, you always got to have a great team. And that makes me feel good knowing that kids don't want to leave because of the Boys and Girls Club. So my goal is to try to get everybody, as many as kids as we can in the community, to kind of get over here to see what we have to offer, you know, as a Boys and Girls Club.
What is your message to parents that might be considering the Boys and Girls Club as an option?
My message to all parents is I want them to give us an opportunity to work with their kid, to develop their kid, to trust us, you know, to work with their kids. And, you know, I know a lot of times you don't see kids smile. And that's been my biggest thing since taking over. I want kids to have a good time. When they walk in this club, I want it to be about family. I want it to be about learning. I want it to be about growing. I want it to be about developing friendships, lifetime friendships. Because I know some people come back and say, man, I remember being at the Boys and Girls Club. I remember such and such, such and such. I want them to have those, you develop those bonds and, you know, them lifetime bonds. And I think it starts here at the Boys and Girls Club.
We all need people to turn to. Later on in life, the person that you met maybe here at Boys and Girls Club might be the very person that you need.
Most definitely. I think what I've realized with old relationships and you know, because I didn't come up in the Boys and Girls Club, but I came up in the youth center. And the one thing that we always did was we always motivated and supported each other. So if I see my friend who's doing well in life, I want to know, how can I do not better, but, you know, challenge myself to match what he has going on. And, you know, I think sometimes that's missing. You know, a lot of kids, they, you know, I got a C. But I like to hear kids, no, I got all A's and dang, I got a B. I got an 89, Mr. LaRue. You know, I like to hear that because, you know, you starting to challenge yourself and you understand that the importance of having all A's. And, you know, there's so many Pell Grants and, you know, scholarships out here for kids that they're not unaware of. You know, if they take their grade serious, if they, you know, especially with this STEM is taking off, you know, especially from an engineering perspective. You know, I just was talking to a guy that worked at Kroger, and I didn't know, he said Kroger is coming up with an engineering program. Bought out Walgreens, and, you know, I didn't even know all this stuff, but engineering is taking off. And I think the Boys and Girls Club is right on point with the STEM, and, you know, I think it's a great opportunity, especially for the summer. You know, I know a lot of times parents are like, what my kid will be doing all summer? And, you know, their kid gonna come here learning at least for an hour out the day on ways to, you know, better themselves with, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Well, let's talk about the summer program. We are getting closer to the end of school. People are getting ready to graduate. We've got kids who will be moving on to the next grade. What do y'all offer here through the summer?
Well, I mean, for one, our hours will be 8 to 5. We will have an early drop-off and a late pickup because I understand, you know, because our hours are now it's 2 to 7. So to kind of get a parent some leeway where they ain't got to rush. So I'm working on some nuances with that. We will offer STEM. We will offer thinking about like some basketball training, some football drills. We offer arts and crafts. We offer, of course, we got a game room. Our team program, you know, we offer things in magnitude in terms of money management, balancing checkbooks, and, you know, things of that magnitude. But also, we'll be taking field trips. I want to either go to the movies, skating, bowling. Maybe things like low meal, you know what I mean, where they get to see something different, you know, that's free, you know. So we're looking at some, a lot of options, but definitely we're trying to leave this building at least 3 days a week just to get the kids something different, you know, and the parents to know their kids are coming here not just to hang out, but to have an opportunity to learn and develop, you know, social skills and, you know, be able to interact and, you know, have fun for the summer. So that's what we instilling, you know, for the summer program.
Dwayne, it sounds like there's a lot to accomplish here in Athens. I know there's a lot of young people who could stand to benefit from the Boys and Girls Club. And I hope that the parents who are listening right now, if it's something that you would like to do, get in contact with Dwayne LaRue here at the Boys and Girls Club. What is that number, Dwayne?
Contact me on my cell, which is 256-919-9403. I'm always available, especially if it's to talk about the kid being in a club. Like I said, it's not just a place where you just drop your kid off. You know, I want parents to know that their kid is getting something out of being here at the Boys and Girls Club. That they're, when they leave here, I want parents to pick their kid up knowing that their kid had a productive day. You know what I mean? So they can get out here and, like I said, I think the biggest thing that's missing now is a lot of kids with taking accountability. So I want parents to know that their kids will be held accountable here. My thing is, because I've dealt with so many behaviors, I don't call any parents about fights, disrespect, cursing, any of that. You know, I deal with it myself. My motto is to get kids to start thinking and, you know, on better ways to, you know, to channel that impulsiveness. And, you know, so a lot of parents are like, well, call me. Now, I'll let you know about it when you pick your kid up, but I already done dealt with it, you know, so by the time they get, you know, pick the kid up.
Dwayne LaRue, I appreciate you taking time to visit with me today and talk about what you're doing here at the Boys and Girls Club, and I hope that it continues to grow. If you're a parent or a caretaker, consider the Boys and Girls Club here in Athens, Alabama.
Appreciate you for, you know what I mean, stopping through the Boys and Girls Club and, you know, having me on the show. You know, I know we both talked about, you know, a lot of times when you're in the community, you kind of get, you know, go unnoticed or whatever. And it's fine with me because, you know, I do it just because I love to do what I do. But it's also, you know, an honor that, you know what I mean, that somebody like yourself to reach out and to recognize, you know, some of the works that, you know, not just myself, but others in the community do. And like you said, I know you mentioned measurable and obtainable. Those are key factors in what I believe in. And I think once those kids get to seeing themselves accomplish little small goals, you know, a lot of times, sometimes you feel like you couldn't do this and couldn't do that. But once you start seeing you can do this and you can do that, the sky's the limit. And I think those type of behaviors become infectious, you know, then. So you have the whole entire club, you have your staff all with that process. And I do it because I love to do it. I don't think, like I said, I heard somebody say, man, I work every day. I don't work. This is not work for me. You know, I've been blessed by God to have the gift to work with people. I used to say it was just kids, but I've been doing this since 14, man. I've been doing this for a long time. I thought it was like a little summer job. And it just done turned into, you know, me being able to give back to the community on that level. So thank you again for having me on the show.
Give us the website one more time.
The website that it's bgcanal.com is the website that you can go get any information as it pertains to the Boys and Girls Club. And I think you just click on like clubs and you can kind of see where we at in Athens Club. You can also reach me at dlarue@bgcanal.com. Our Athens Facebook page is Athens BGC. Send us a friend request, I accept. And then the club number is 256-232-4298. And then my cell phone is 256-919-9403. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. We're here with Dwayne LaRue, the Boys and Girls Club Director. Glad to get to talk to him today. I hope that you'll get in touch if you have interest in being part of the Boys and Girls Club. If you'd like to support the organization, maybe you don't have children, but you'd like to support the organization, that's available for you too. You can call Dwayne and talk about it. Just discuss where you might fit in at the Boys and Girls Club.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com. Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
There's nothing like fresh water from a well.
You are so right, Mr. Jerry Sutton, and Commercial Drilling can take care of that well for you. Give them a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
Folks, I've told you about him. It's Bronski Papa Bear Ray on the line with us from Mobile, Alabama. Glad to have him. He has come up with a great idea to try to bring his community together, but I'm not going to talk about it. I want him to talk about it because he's in the heart of Mobile. He knows the people. He understands what can bring people together, and that's what he's done. So, Bronski, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Glad to be here, man. Glad you're having me. Simply what I'm doing, Mark, is trying to bridge the community back, trying to bring the village back to get back to raising our kids, man. Where we're going wrong is these days is we have gotten so far away from the village and, you know, us raising kids as a whole. And in that happening, our kids are missing role models, they're missing leadership, they're missing guidance. And what's happening in result of that is the streets are taking over. You know, influence, negative influence is grabbing our kids, and we're losing them to violence, street crimes. And, you know, it's getting bad. It's gotten worse. So my goal is to, one, listen to the kids. You know, we spend a lot of time walking their kids. We spend a lot of time preaching and telling them what not to do. But I think the way to solve this problem, Mark, is we need to listen to them. A lot of oftentimes kids want to talk, but they don't have anybody to talk to. So what I'm creating is I'm trying to create an environment, organization, to where they can come to us, they can talk to us, and let us know what they're missing. What's missing in the community? What's missing out there? What is it that they want to defer them from the negativity and the violence and the crime. What do they need? And in turn, we as adults, as parents, as role models, as teachers, as coaches, we make it happen for them. We've got to get back to, I say, the old way of raising kids. I'm not in the business of losing kids, man. Like I said, I've coached in a community for 17 years. You know, I've seen a lot, Mark. I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of positive, but I've seen too much negative. And the negative is where we need to turn around. And that's my goal, man. My goal is to just do what I can to help turn around this negative and save our kids. Get them to the next level. You know, college, real life.
Have you been in Mobile all your life, Bronski?
I have. 47 years here in Mobile.
47. Tell us about the changes maybe that you've seen in your lifetime.
Like I said, at one point, Mark, I was on the other side of that as a teenager. You know, I've seen the rough side. I've been on the other side of that. I've been, you know, in the community where there was a lot of violence at one point. And, you know, there were role models and teachers and coaches that reached out to us as kids and grabbed us and said, look, you know, that's not the way to go. Somebody did it for me. And it made a difference. It made a difference in my life. So I feel like I need to do what was done for me. Because I'm here today because somebody reached out and said, hey, man, wrong way. There's another way you can do that. And, you know, change can happen. You know, it takes a village, but change can happen. And I've seen change. I've seen change in several different ways. But in order to be effective in a community, we have to be consistent.
Who reached out to you, Bronski?
High school coach. One coach that stands out is Coach Curtis Horton, my high school coach. He always, you know, Coach Horton always said, you know, trouble is easy to get into but hard to get out of. And it's always easier to do the right thing than to do the wrong thing. That was his speech to us on a daily basis. It's a lot easier to do the right thing than the wrong thing. But you have to want to be that person. So, I mean, my high school coach, yeah, he was very inspirational in my life as far as keeping me straight and narrow. My father was another. My father was my greatest inspiration, my best friend. My dad was a philanthropist. He was a civil rights organist. My dad he marched with Dr. King. He did all those things. So I kind of inherited it from my dad.
What made you think about this idea, Bronski?
Well, being around kids every day, Mark, and I actually go back to my high school, my alma mater, where I've been volunteering for the last 5 years. I coached there. I coached football there. I coached baseball there. I coached girls softball there. And we lost one of our own here recently, basketball player, to violence, to senseless violence. Young kid that was on his way to college. Was due to graduate next month. You know, great kid. Great demeanor. Always a smiling kid. Always respectful. Always mannerable. And we lost him to some senseless violence. And I had enough. That was I've had enough. You know, we started this year off in Mobile rough. You know, we've had 14 murders since January. But that one hit home because this was a kid that I spent just about every day with. I saw on a daily basis.
Mm.
I interacted with this kid on a daily basis. And, you know, that it hit home. And the one thing I tell parents and I tell organizers and I tell adults now, let's not wait until you get that knock on the front door or that phone call before you get involved. So I think what we need to do now is just, we need to get involved. I don't want that knock to come to my, I have a teenage son that graduates in May. I don't want that knock to come to my door. I don't want that phone call at 2 a.m. So whatever I can do, Mark, to make sure that doesn't happen, to make myself, as well as a lot of other parents in the community. That's what we're doing. That's what we're geared towards. We've got to make a change. We've got to make a difference.
Now, what you're saying is hitting me pretty hard right now as I'm listening, and I'm thinking about the fact that this young man had so much potential, and you knew it, you were aware of it, and the only way that his legacy lives on now is through people like yourself and others who come together to do what you're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to, Mark, because we lost a great kid, man. We lost a kid that was one day going to be a great leader, a great parent, he was going to be a great part of society. He was on his way. But it was taken from him too early. But we have to keep that torch burning. We have to instill that in other kids, in his peers, in teenagers his age.
Yes.
We have to instill that in them. Let's push them to do the same thing, to focus on the goal that he was focused on: higher education, better part of life, better things in life, being that better person. That's what I want the kids. That's where I want their minds at. I want their minds to be focused on bigger, better, and greater things.
And there's a lot of distractions on the way to that, isn't there, Bronski?
There are. Unfortunately, the world we live in, Mark, there are so many distractions for our kids. So many. But we, like I said, we have to be diligent in our works as parents and as community leaders, as community coaches, as teachers, as pastors. We have to be diligent in our works, and we have to continue to work towards that, the efforts to keep the negativity away from our kids. We can't just talk about it. We have to be diligent in our works.
And it's not just in Mobile.
No, sir. It's not just here. It's happening all around us. It is happening all around us, unfortunately. But I can start here.
Yes.
I'm going to start here where it started for me. And hopefully we can bridge out to different communities, maybe, the next state over. I mean, I want this thing to grow, but I want it to grow with diligence and not just a limelight or, a speech here and there. It has to be efforts. It has to be work. There's going to be work involved.
It's grassroots.
I don't see it being an easy task. I don't see it being an easy task, Mark, but I do see it being a task that I want to tackle. And I'm gonna give it 110% of what I got. I can't save the world, but if I can save a few more, then it's worth me getting up every morning, putting forth that 110%, man.
Well, your effort that you're doing down in Mobile, of course, you'll have a plan, and it'll be organized. And there may be somebody listening right now, Bronski, that says, I want to do the same thing in my community. Would you be willing to share how you organized it with them?
Absolutely, Mark. Absolutely. I will share this with anybody. Anybody that wants to make that difference in their community or wherever, I will be more than happy to share how I organize, how I set it up.
Excellent.
Please, my numbers, I'm available on Facebook. I'm open to Facebook. My phone number, my phone is not a private phone. You're welcome to call me. My number's out there. You can actually put it out there for me, Mark, if you would.
Okay.
Let them know. I'm a 24/7 guy.
All right.
I'm a 24/7 guy. When it comes to saving the youth and the teenagers, I'm a 24/7 guy. My phone's never off. So I'm always open to help. Anything I can do. If I need to come to your community and if I can help, if I can come, or if you put on an event, you want to put an event on somewhere, let me know. I'll be glad to come and support. I'll be glad to show up and do whatever I can to help.
I think I'm going to bring you to North Alabama.
I don't mind the travel, man. I don't mind traveling. If I can make a difference somewhere, it's worth it.
When will your next event take place?
Actually, that's what I was working on this morning. Our next event is going to be at the Pritchard Municipal Complex. I've spoken with City Councilman Lorenzo Martin, and we're As we speak, organizing my next event at the Pritchard Municipal Complex. We're looking to do this one the second weekend in May. We hadn't confirmed it yet,
okay,
but we're looking at the second Saturday in May for our next event. I will definitely be in touch with you, Mark, to confirm that so we can get it out there. I'll send you the information, the flyers and everything, so we can get it out there so people will know. But anybody that wants to stay in contact with me as we plan these events, as we get around, we move around. We're going to be moving around every 2 or 3 weeks, just different communities, different areas. So anybody that wants to reach out, get in touch with me, wants to help out, or we need our help, please feel free to contact me.
Are you connected with Sherman Williams?
I definitely am, sir. Sherman and I have done a lot of work together.
And he's working with young people as well?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Sherman and I talk quite frequently. Diligence is the key. We have to work. Efforts is the key. And we have to not give up on our kids. We can't give up. I know it's hard. It's rough. We face a lot of challenges coming at us. We face a lot of negativity. But we got to push forward. Push forward.
It's a blessing to be connected with you, Bronski.
Mark, you are a blessing to me as well, man. I thank you for reaching out to me, Mark. God bless you, man. I appreciate everything. I will definitely be in contact with you in the coming weeks. We will definitely stay communicated up, and I'll be praying for you as well, man. Thank you so much, Mark, for everything.
Thank you, my friend. We've been talking to Bronski Papa Bear Ray. He's working down in Mobile to bring people together in the community, and you can do the very same thing. And Bronski has put himself out there to help you. If you would like to help your community, get in touch with Bronski. I hope that his effort does everything and more. And I know that we can bring our communities together and we can stand up against this violence that's happening in our communities, and we will make a difference. And I hope that you'll determine yourself to make that difference. That was Bronski Papa Bear Ray, and we appreciate having him on the Mark White Show today.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, Exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna Fleet Program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Green's Dependable at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever...
Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment. Right now I have a very special segment with my friend Kathy Oakley at Peace, Love, and Animals. We're going to talk about Bud because a lot of you know through social media about Bud. He was hit by a vehicle last week, and there were some very special people who came to his aid. And one of those people was Kathy Oakley because of Peace, Love, and Animals. So welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, Kathy.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
It was a Sunday when we found Bud on the side of the road, and it was very difficult to find anybody that could be available to help Bud. And that's understandable. It's Sunday. So we tried to call law enforcement. And then Donna Townsend pulls up with her husband, and they're looking for their lost dog. And she says, Kathy Oakley, Peace, Love, and Animals. And I said, I've never heard of that. So I messaged you through Facebook, and then she also messaged through Facebook. And we were just looking for a way. These guys who had come out to help Bud, they were standing there on the side of the road with Bud, trying to take care of him the best they could. But we just needed that next step to get him the emergency care that he needed. Talk about that particular day with Bud and so far where we're at with him.
Okay. Well, when I got the call, which we do get these calls quite often, and we're familiar with the steps that you need to take. First is make sure the dog is stable, and that's what I told them to make sure that kept him down, because we didn't know if he had any kind of broken bones or anything. And then to have enough people lift him to keep him level and to bring him here. And that naturally, the first thing we did was scan him for a microchip to see if he had an owner, but sadly he didn't. So we knew he needed medical care, and so I from then took him to the emergency clinic in Huntsville. He was checked out very well, and they did keep him overnight. And surprisingly, they said no broken bones. They don't know how in the world. They said he was an extremely resilient dog and most likely was not hit at a high speed. But they did keep him overnight, and we were able to bring him home. It got him back to our vet the next day, and then he stayed one night at our vet. Since then, we have him back here, and he's doing very well. We're very pleased. He's the sweetest dog. His personality is just wonderful. He's taking to everything that we, you know, do to help him. It's like he knows we're trying to help him. And I feel like, you know, he's going to make somebody a wonderful pet. You know, we have not found an owner. No one has come forward. So after an ample, you know, adequate time, then we will try to find him a good home.
One of the major things that I wanted to bring out to our listeners today through the Good Deed segment is the fact that it was difficult at that moment to find someone to take Bud. And I wanted people to understand that there are resources out there, places where if they run into a situation like we did and take out the extra steps that we had to go through and just get to the point of getting the animal some help. And you can share with us not just Peace, Love, and Animals, but other ways that people, if they run into this similar situation, they can find the help and kind of cut out some of the, what are we going to do now?
Right, exactly. I mean, we've had a lot of people that have contacted, like the Sheriff's Department, and actually the Sheriff's Department then in return has contacted us. Say you're not in our area. There is a wonderful website. It's petfinder.com. And when you get on that website, you will see a tab at the top that says shelter/rescues. When you hold your cursor, you'll get a drop down, and in that drop down, you see find a shelter. When you get on that page, you'll see the box, just follow the directions, but the main thing is to put in your location, because this is a nationwide website. It's a link to all of the shelters and rescues, but put in your name, your address, city and state, and when you hit search, it will pull you up just everybody in your area that is a shelter. So that gives you a lot of options to call if, say, you weren't close to us. If you were in Cullman County or Madison County, it will work from your area if you just put in your city and state.
People did come together in a big way. If you would tell us about that, Kathy.
Well, we were just overwhelmed at the response. Before I even got to the emergency clinic in Huntsville, we were already getting donations. So that made us feel confident that, you know, whatever they needed to do for his sake, we could do it because we had the funds. You know, we get calls all the time, you know, with people needing help. People have to realize that, you know, we are not funded by the government. We are funded strictly by donations. We try to help as much as we can, but we need the continued support of the public in order to keep doing what we do.
Tell people how they can support Peace, Love, and Animals.
You can go to our website, which is peaceloveandanimals.org. We have a PayPal donation button. You can even become like a monthly donor if you want to say $5 a month. You can set up on a reoccurring donation. Our PayPal is also set up at peaceloveandanimals@yahoo.com. Or you can also mail in donations. Our address is 19135 Nuclear Plant Road. That's Tanner, Alabama, 35671.
And I would suggest people listening right now to go to Peace, Love, and Animals on Facebook. You can follow Bud's journey. Updates have been made for Bud. As she said, he's here at Peace, Love, and Animals. He's out there. He's got a place he can walk around and get the exercise that's needed. And we'll keep you updated on Bud, too. But I thank everyone who has helped spread the word about Bud, whether it's trying to find his owners or donating to Peace, Love, and Animals to help with his situation. Thank you all for doing that. What a special Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. I can see Grandmother smiling right now if she was able to listen. I thank you all for tuning into the Mark White Show this week. I appreciate folks like Kathy. Appreciate Mark Thornhill joining me. Also Bronski, Papa Bear Ray, and Dwayne LaRue from the Limestone County Boys and Girls Club. Enjoyed this show today. I hope you did too. Please share the Mark White Show. Share me through Facebook at the Mark White Show, Instagram at the Mark White Show. Send me an email at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. If you have some special need of an individual, family, group, or organization, send me a message about it. Let me know. You can also message through the Mark White Show. Thank you all for listening. I hope you'll tune in next week. You've been listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
The Morgan County Master Gardeners annual plant sale is scheduled for Saturday, April 27th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, April 28th from 1 until 4 p.m. The plant sale will be held at the Morgan County Fairgrounds behind Home Depot in Decatur. Garden art and crafts will be sold, and you can bring your soil for a complimentary pH test. The Morgan County Master Gardeners Annual Plant Sale, April 27th and 28th. Find us on Facebook for more information.
I am at 15220A Highway 43 at Green's Dependable Hardware with my father-in-law, Doug Green. We have Cora riding around on a tricycle ringing the bell, and I wanted to talk to Doug a little bit about maybe some things this time of year that people might want to come to Green's Dependable and have them take care of you. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Doug.
Hey, it's good to be here, Mark. Oh, right now, the sun's coming out, the spring's coming on, and it's like Christmas here. People want to get out and paint, or they want to get out and get their yard cleaned up, new lawnmowers, servicing old lawnmowers. We have Pittsburgh Paint and True Value Easy Care Paint, hardware, plumbing, just every kind of household project you can think of.
So what do y'all have here at Green's Dependable to offer people that are doing their yard work and working on their gardens?
Well, to start with, we have new Husqvarna power equipment, including tillers and zero-turn lawnmowers and tractors and trimmers, chainsaws, the whole nine yards. So everybody wants to get their yard looking good for the season, and the weeds are growing right now, and the grass is right behind it, so we're ready for all that. Well, we try to keep people on staff, Mark, that know a little bit about how to do things around the house, whether it's a plumbing issue or building something or what kind of nail or screw to use or whatever, what type of tool to use. We've got people here that are knowledgeable that can answer a lot of questions for you. We're on Highway 43 in Russellville. We're right here on the highway, right behind McDonald's. And our number is 256-331-0123.
Go check them out. Small, locally owned business, Green's Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama on Highway 43.
If you see what's wrong and you try to know,